This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. It's hour number five of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. Sports Hodgepodge coming up in 20 minutes. Fan After Dark's coming up at 7. I saw Fred in here earlier. He's throwing heat as per usual. Haven't seen him around for a while, but I'm sure they'll be back up here and ready to rock in 1 hour's time. The Rangers are off until Friday when they will resume their post-All-Star portion of their schedule. 48-49 after that successful weekend against the Astros. But for more on them and baseball, here's Wolchuk.
All right, so our Rangers did get 2 of 3 over the Astros. Nasty Nate Eovaldi. Just a G-Bag Nation round of applause for Nate. We love you. Thank you so much, Nate. You're an absolute badass. DeGrom's there in Austin, and he's like, I don't know why Nate Eovaldi's not here with me. In Atlanta for the All-Star game. It's just bull bleep is what it is. Now, he did pitch yesterday, so he wouldn't have been pitching in the game either, but he deserved it. He deserved to go. According to FanGraphs, he's already been well worth the $62.2 million through the first 2.5 seasons, and he's on pace to exceed his actual contract value. It's pretty crazy that FanGraphs like even has that ability. That's just kind of where we're at now in this era of new information and analytics.
He's one of these guys that, like Verlander, that's somehow just getting better.
It's weird.
I'm going to get older. I got to figure it out. Yes. And as long as he's healthy, like, Eovaldi's one of the best pitchers in the game.
He really is. He's been fantastic. And congratulations to Marcus Semien. Home run number 250 yesterday for Marcus, who's been catching absolute fire. So the Rangers go into the break on a positive. And John Morosi, our Odyssey MLB insider, jumped on with our fellas, Sean and RJ, this morning. Bobby on vacation. Hope you're having fun, buddy. But here was John Morosi on the Rangers still being big-time aggressive buyers at the deadline.
Oh yeah. If you are within range of 500 in the American League right now, I mean, you just look at the mathematics of things and where the Red Sox are. The Red Sox are playing pretty good baseball, to be fair. But the Red Sox are playing good ball. The Mariners are there on the fringe of things in terms of the wild card picture. And I think that the Rangers are still one of those teams that will look for reasons to buy instead of look for reasons to sell. The teams that are on the fence in a lot of ways this time of year, I really think there are two kinds of teams. Those that look to sell, like the Marlins will look to sell. The Cardinals, they may actually look to buy John Mozeliak's final year. The point is, I think there are certain teams that tend to lean one way or the other. And Chris Young, just his competitiveness, it's the World Series champion from 2 years ago. I just think this team is going to look for reasons to buy and not sell.
You're 3.5 back of the wild card, and in the division, you are currently 8.5 back. And you know what Eric Nadell said on Friday with us gave me some optimism. Like, Houston's yet to really have their bad stretch. They haven't had one this year. They're due. Every team's going to have one during the course of 162 where you go into a little bit of a funk. The Dodgers just had theirs, lost 6 in a row. So there might be an opportunity at some point in the second half. The key is your offense is going to have to carry over. The bats are going to have to keep hitting. And then what do you do to bring in maybe another reliever to enforce the bullpen? Now, this was interesting from our buddy Jared Sandler, and this was yesterday, but in regards to John Gray. Now, unfortunately, John Gray did not get to do another rehab start. It was rained out in Round Rock. But Bochy said that while the Rangers are stretching John Gray out, they are in fact still considering him as a reliever to help out the bullpen.
Okay, we'd wondered that during the offseason, yeah. And we're kind of shot down when we asked about that in spring training, but maybe it makes more sense than ever now considering how the first 100 games have gone for him, being injured like that. So that could be huge.
Could be.
You know, I do wonder if with Malley and, you know, Leiter and Rocker, you'd still want him as a starter, but it's very interesting. I guess as long as you don't take any more injuries to your top five guys, that would make sense.
All right, let's go to the MLB draft last night. And I think it's about wrapping up now. It's crazy how many rounds and picks there are in the MLB draft. But the Rangers last night in the first round, 12th overall pick, take Gavin Fien, the shortstop out of Great Oak High School in California. Here was MLB in the moment of the draft with their analysis on the Rangers' new first round pick.
With the 12th pick of the 2025 MLB draft, the Texas Rangers select Gavin Fien, a shortstop from Great Oak High School in Temecula, California.
A 6'3" high school shortstop. Some scouts thought that he was the best 2025 high school prospect during last summer's showcase circuit. He had 408 games for Team USA, hit over 400 as a sophomore and as a junior. Gavin Fien to the Rangers. Harold, what do you think?
You know what? I've watched Gavin through high school and into the summer. And what I see from him is a guy that continues to get better. And it just goes to show you the work ethic. I wanted to see some of the swings that you just saw, USA team and also his high school, how he kind of flicks the ball and he doesn't really stay through it. He was athletic. But then he came to the combine and I got a chance to really see it on display. Look how much stronger he got in that little bit of time from high school season to now. Finishing the swing looked better. He's going to continue to just get better. I really like watching him take ground balls. This wasn't 10 crow hops to see how hard I can throw it. It was get rid of the ball. He has a great zip, great arm on it. But the biggest thing to me when I first saw him, I thought he was a college junior.
That's amazing. Just 18 years old. He was originally committed to playing for the University of Texas. Rangers now took him 12th overall. MLB Pipeline had him as the 22nd. Draft prospect, but the Rangers are pretty pumped. Fien said via Zoom, quote, "I think my bat is kind of my carrying tool. I have a lot of confidence in it. I feel like there's a lot of development, even on top of that, to really take certain strides and succeed. I think I have just a power type of profile with some athleticism." So I'm pumped about this. Rangers did meet with him quite a bit during the combine as well. And they're excited about the offensive potential. Him defensively, he can improve. He was up there with some of the elite guys in the draft, according to the Rangers. So moving forward, I mean, they've gone the college route. Maybe they can hit with this pick here. And they circled back, got a pitcher out of Tennessee in the second round. So overall, hopefully the Rangers ended up getting some gems.
Yeah, I talked to a general manager buddy of mine in Major League Baseball, and I asked him about this particular player. And I was just curious. I go, hey, is this guy worth our time? And my guy gets back to me, goes, absolutely, he's a stud. I worked him out privately this spring, and he was absolutely juiced on my preference list. Future power hitting third baseman, all-star potential, tremendous makeup.
Let's go.
So that's what another
hard worker
NFL, another Major League Baseball team thought about this particular player.
Love it. And shout out to Prosper Zone, Easton Carmichael. He was selected by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Maybe not always the organization that you'd like to go to, but regardless, local kid DFW, 82nd overall pick. He's getting the slot value of just under $1 million for that selection. So I'm sure his family and him, very, very excited, very, very happy. MLB Home Run Derby tonight. Fellas, these are the odds, okay? If you guys want to go ahead and pick a horse in the race, yesterday we went ahead and did this on our BetMGM show, Bet Nation. You can catch that 3-7 on Sundays. We got Cal Raleigh out of the M's, the Seattle Mariners, James Wood of the Nats, Junior Caminero of the Rays, Byron Buxton of the Twins, Brent Rooker of the A's, Matt Olson of the Braves, Jazz Chisholm Jr. of the Yankees, and O'Neill Cruz of the Pirates. The winning for getting the Home Run Derby prize is $1 million. That is more than O'Neill Cruz, James Wood, and Junior Caminero's entire salaries are.
That's crazy.
So this would be pretty huge for them if they could win.
That's amazing.
I think James Wood's the guy that we're going with from the Washington Nationals. 22 years old. I think he's built for this. Power swing. I'm going with James Wood.
Give me Buxton from Minnesota.
Buxton? Okay.
Yeah, Buxton. Excuse me. Buxton.
Oh, B-Rye, huh?
I mean, how's that right field porch in Atlanta? Do we know? I gotta Google this real quick because I feel like it's Kyle Raleigh. I mean,
you want to go big dumper?
He's got 38 bombs. The next closest guy has 24. There's people in here in the mid-teens.
He's a switch hitter, right? Kyle Raleigh, switch
hitter?
He is. Right field, especially for left-handed batters. Easiest place to hit home runs there in Atlanta at the Truist Park is left field. So I think he's got more power from the left side or the right. Yeah.
Big dumper over there. Well, you want to throw in a pick or you want to just go with me and James Wood?
James Wood's the actor.
You're a Matt Olson fan.
I do.
O'Neal Cruz.
You know I appreciate the Olson twins, but I am going to go with James Wood.
Okay, perfect.
Did you see what he said about what he's going to do with that $1 million?
Which is he giving it to charity? Giving it to mom and dad?
No.
Buying himself a Maserati?
It's something.
Is he going to wake up in a new Bugatti?
It's something even cooler than that.
What are we doing? Chick-fil-A for a year?
Someone asked James Wood what he planned to do with the $1 million prize money if he wins the Derby. Quote, probably go to Waffle House.
Perfect. That's our guy. That's our kind of dude right there.
He's just about ball.
We love him.
Is really what he is.
Easy to root for right there. A guy like that.
My favorite thing of like one of the things with NASCAR was after some of these teams would win, and they would have the trophy, and they would go to the Waffle House and bring the trophy to the Waffle House.
Oh, that's epic.
Like, they would all walk in with trophy and then set it, and everybody would like, yay! And then they'd have whatever great meal you were going to get that night. By the way, when I was in South Carolina, I had to stop at the Waffle House.
Of course. And you know what?
What'd you get?
I got a cheeseburger.
How was it?
I've never had the cheeseburger at the house.
I was in the lunch mode kind of a situation.
Gotcha.
And I'm thinking, you know what? I could have these hash browns with cheese and onions and like I always would get
the skillet.
And I haven't thought about ordering the flat iron steak just to see. But I went for the cheeseburger and it was damn good.
Yeah.
I mean,
man,
damn good.
Wow. Anthony Bourdain, may he rest in peace. His whole breakdown of Waffle House.
Oh,
is,
it's incredible.
I need to
best.
See that.
Oh,
yeah,
you should
I don't
just,
think I've seen
hit
that.
Hit it up on the YouTubes.
Him and his chef buddy were. They went out drinking one night, and they ended up, and they did a whole documentary on like what it was like. And the guy's like, all right, man, it's a salad. It's got like this dressing. I don't know how to describe it. And it's just basically like this Russian dressing.
It's
you know,
incredible.
Kind of such, but yeah, like they ordered everything basically on the menu and just critiqued it and had it. It was a great documentary.
877-881-1053. What's your go-to Waffle House order? Because in college, I used to park it at the one in Denton. And I would go 5 scrambled eggs.
The skillet?
I would just go 5 scrambled eggs. I would do roughly 8 to 10 sausage patties.
8 to 10?
And I would do like a double order of the hash browns.
Man. Okay.
And would that set you back?
Probably about $12.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, man.
You can get a lot of food for a little price.
I'm just telling you, like every time I
usually
I've ever,
would bum a smoke off my waitress.
So good.
I usually like I way over tip at the Waffle House.
You should
because
sure.
I feel like that I got like
you got
no,
the value.
You didn't add up all my stuff.
Yeah,
you didn't add up the and they're like, no, that's your price.
Did you forget the waffle?
And I'm like, no, but you're full. Yeah. But they're like, you feel like that they're that they forgot something. So I'm like, well, here's an extra $20 because I've enjoyed this meal beyond all meals I've ever had.
903 says Texas bacon cheesesteak is goated.
That sounds delicious.
Oh my.
That's at Waffle House?
I guess so.
I haven't gone to Waffle House in a minute. I need to make a stop. We do have
I've never
news.
Gone there for anything but breakfast. I just assume that breakfast specialty spots are terrible at dinner. So this is enriching for me.
I got to try that burger.
When we're in California, can I take you guys to like the Western Sizzler?
Oh, please. We've been trying to do this forever.
About that. Yeah, for sure.
You know what? Maybe that because we're flying out the Saturday morning. Maybe that Friday night we make a drive to the Western Sizzler.
Yeah, I tell you what, the Western Sizzler, like you guys are going to like hate me for, but there's so much food.
Let's do it.
But I think everybody could find something to eat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out of it. We're not super,
but
picky.
It's a good segue from a pancake house type.
Oh,
of
no, it's got like
like
shrimp.
It's the equivalent.
The steak. I mean, they've got like a big time salad bar, soup bar, but they've got all a taco bar. I mean, you could have like seven or eight things on your plate.
Yeah,
that you like. I how did I get the combination of all these things?
Yeah,
but
it's like
a
Chinese buffet, but for a steakhouse.
That's where we should have gone. We should have gone to the Western Sizzle.
Yeah, we should have. We missed
that
opportunity.
We missed that.
Last thing here, and this is breaking news.
Friday night, okay.
Stu Sternberg is selling the Tampa Bay Rays.
$1.7
billion to a group led by Florida-based developer Patrick Zalupski.
Jacksonville guy.
Is he now?
Yeah.
Okay, there you have it. So the deal is reportedly expected to be closed as early as September and will keep the franchise in the area, with Zalupski, a home builder in Jacksonville, having a strong preference to land in Tampa rather than in St. Petersburg. So $200 million is what Sternberg bought the Rays for. He's now turning around and selling it for $1.7 billion. Nice play there, sir.
Nice play.
Well, the fans were ready for him to move on.
Yeah, rightly
so.
Their
fans are like, so they go to the games here at the Yankees at Steinbrenner Field with signs like, you know, get the hell out of here kind of thing.
214 secret menu, Fiesta omelet at the Waffle House, 817 with the skillet steak with the hash browns and the eggs.
There you go.
You got a cheesesteak omelet in the 682 saying that's the best.
Ooh. I'm going to have to get this cheesesteak on the way home, I think. That just sounds amazing.
Yeah, bro.
My interest is piqued. Thank you, Woolchuck.
Thank you.
Okay, sports hodgepodge time, Chief. Where are you taking us?
The least surprising sports news you've ever heard just came hot off the presses. Blake Elliott is back, by the way. I just saw his face. He's here.
Oh, he's here.
Off of his legendary trip to Greece, and we have a weekend ball sacking next year in the nation.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's time for a sports hodgepodge. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here's the Chief of that hodgepodge.
Okay, do you want the least surprising sports news of all time, or do you want your weekend ball sacking to kick off the hodgepodge proceedings?
Let's go ball sack.
Yeah. Okay.
Sack
so
it up.
This is from a credible journalist via Yahoo Sports. They reported, and they actually got Wolchuk. Wolchuk got ball sacked on the BetMGM show yesterday when he reported that the game Uno is being added as a table game to casinos in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I saw this community noted. I was like, oh, crap.
Turns out the Twitter community notes reveal, because everybody was reporting this as if this was like a new thing that is established now, and it's like you can go to Vegas and play Uno. Like,
yeah,
anytime
it went huge. Right. And I was pretty excited about it.
I was too. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, let's go. I would have said it if you didn't. You know what I mean? So it's like, I totally understand. When Yahoo Sports is tweeting something out and they're crediting the Las Vegas Review Journal, you're going, okay.
Sounds legit.
This feels strong. Turns out Uno is not being introduced as a traditional casino game for betting in Las Vegas. It's part of a special promotional event aimed at enhancing game night experiences. The Uno Social Club is a temporary setup at Palms Casino Resort for 2 days in July.
So you can go there and play Uno?
Basically. Yes, on July 18th, 19th, and 20th, you will be able to, I guess, play some Uno. I guess for money, but it is just going to be like a pop-up shop, Vegas casino style.
So I guess anything to bring the people in, you know, once we get them here playing Uno. Bring Uno has a special place in my heart, you know?
Yeah. If they had Uno when we were in Vegas at the Super Bowl, you'd have seen me at the table.
Yeah. It's a great game. It's a great family game. You know, as a young child, my grandparents had RVs, and they'd drive us all around the country from like the Northwest to Florida to Indiana and everywhere in between. We'd just be back there playing Uno and one other game that I forget, just nonstop for hours, day after day. And now my daughter, Abby, just loves playing it whenever her grandparents are in town. So we love the game. To me, it's kind of run its course. You know, I can't imagine actually loving it after the age of 15 or so, unless your kids are demanding that you play it.
Agreed. I actually played a game that I'd never played before. You guys ever played the game Spoons?
Yes.
Excuse me?
Spoon's a good game.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. It's a first. I didn't know what it was either, but we played it the other night with some friends, and it's like you got like six maybe like giant different colored spoons, and then like everybody's going around the table, and once you get four of a kind, you can grab a spoon. Once one person grabs a spoon, everybody now can grab a spoon, but there's going to be one less spoon than there are people.
Okay.
Last person to grab the spoon is out.
Gotcha.
So, and
you got to be dialed.
I was out, bro. Yeah. I was first one out of that game.
Yeah.
I'm like thinking about the cards too much. Next thing I know, everyone's got a spoon.
What the hell?
What the hell's going on?
Yeah.
Least surprising sports news of all time. Shams tweeted out a graphic that reads breaking news with Paul George's face on it.
Oh, no. Not Paul.
Stretch provision?
We all know what happens next.
Surgery.
Ding! Paul George underwent a successful arthroscopic procedure on his left knee on Monday to treat an injury he suffered during a recent workout. Should be reevaluated before training camp.
Yeah, the 76ers fan should be reevaluated for their mental health for what they've been put through.
David Morey, how does he keep his job? Seriously.
Daryl
Morey. I'm sorry.
No, he doesn't deserve to have correctly.
I think it's just a Sixers issue. I don't know if it'd even be him. I don't think it matters who's there.
No, I mean, Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid happen to you, and you're trying to recover in a way, right?
Yeah.
And so you're kind of grasping at straws, and, you know, nothing's really working. But he did a hell of a job in Houston. Mm-hmm. Before that blew up. And
got Tyrese Maxey.
The early returns in Philadelphia were like, wow, this is heading in a great direction. At one point, I felt like the 76ers are going to win a championship here soon.
Yeah.
And then it just blew up.
Mm.
Really hilarious, though.
It's funny.
That's what happens.
It will soon.
When you think Paul George is going to be the difference maker.
Yeah.
Him and Joel Embiid. Just the ultimate 25 game per season type guys. Mm. Looks like the Braves have created a brand new concession item for All-Star Week.
Yes.
It's called the Bless Your Heart Dog.
Okay. So we're talking heart attacks.
Heart attack dog.
Cheese and bacon.
Deep fried footlong.
Brisket. Mm-hmm. Gotta deep be brisket
fried?
Involved
talking
here.
Cornies. You putting a batter on that?
Corny dog?
It gives off corn dog vibes looking at it, but it's basically a chicken fried footlong dog that is then rolled in hot Cheeto dust and fruity pebble dust.
Huh.
Interesting combination.
Yeah. So is
I'm definitely in.
So it's the footlong dog rolled fried. rolled in the but no bread, right? It's just it's
well,
no,
it's deep fried. It looks chicken fried, like so. Like
chicken fried.
Yeah,
first.
I guess so. There is like some type of what would that be? Flour and egg.
No. I'm talking about like no bun. It's not.
Yeah, it's on a stick. Yeah, good call. It's on a stick. Okay. It looks like a corn dog.
Okay, that's okay. Yeah, there we go.
But it's a deep fried footlong on a stick, rolled in hot Cheeto dust. And then also fruity pebbles dust. Dawson is in. Sounds like Wolchuk is in. Can I get a buy-in from Broadus?
I'm going to try it. I mean,
I'm going to try that thing too.
Doesn't bless your heart in Texas basically mean you're a dumbass? Bless your heart.
It's a sweet way to tell you.
You're a dumbass for buying this.
Yeah, but, go ahead.
Yeah. You're a dumbass for buying this.
That's the most Americana thing ever, right?
Yeah.
How do they get enough? Okay, so is it? So the breading is Cheetos and pebbles.
That comes on later.
Yeah,
that's after you break and fry it, then you dust it.
Oh, yeah. So you're using a normal fry batter to get it, then you're putting on the dust as the duster.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I mean, we're really doing everything we can to just put like hot Cheeto dust or like Takis dust on everything.
I told you.
Is it Wendy's? Is Wendy's doing the Takis?
Yes.
Like a whole Takis meal? You can go to Wendy's and just have basically everything dipped in Takis hot flaming dust.
Yeah.
Like, at what point does this come to an end?
I was asking you this question. Did I ever do the thing where I asked you the question about would you rather everything you touch has Cheeto dust or sweat mayonnaise?
Yeah, I'm going Cheeto dust.
I'll take the Cheeto dust.
Like, okay, so everything you touch, like your kids, no matter what, when you touch your kids, they're going to have Cheeto dust on their face.
That's fine, as long as no germs come with it. You know, I'll eat that dust all day.
I think sweating mayonnaise could be one of the single worst afflictions a human being could go through.
I mean, can you imagine that in Texas, in the heat?
I'm going to take myself out of the game.
Like, the
mayonnaise swamp ass, bro?
Oh, hell no.
But, man, how often do you think you really sweat?
A lot.
Way too often.
We're going to be sweating our balls off.
I mean, but every time you touch
something, bro.
I mean, you pick up your phone, it's got Cheeto dust all over it. You touch your face, you got Cheeto dust on your face.
Yeah.
I think sweating mayonnaise, I could figure out how not to sweat.
You can't go to New Orleans ever again. You can never go to Baton Rouge ever again. Bro, just think about that.
Welcome to Alaska, your new home state.
You're
going to
be like, your mail off a lot.
Do you know how insane that is? You know how off-putting that is for anyone who comes close to you? Think about just the slight glisten. Just a slight little forehead glisten of mayonnaise on your freaking dome.
Where was it the other day? We were at a remote and it was a little warm.
Yeah, Shell Shack.
Shell Shack.
Which is great remote.
I've been sweating mayonnaise.
Can you fathom?
Taking shrimp. And
it's incredible.
Just dip and eat.
Especially because I think mayonnaise is one of the more polarizing condiments. Like some people are utterly disgusted by it.
Yeah, Dawson.
You know what I mean?
How about you sweat?
Like, how many people get around you and just like couldn't even
mustard?
Sweat,
I could not.
Sweat and mustard. I would rather sweat mustard than mayonnaise. You know.
I mean, there are things that I would rather not eat, but can. Mayonnaise is on the it will not go. Yeah, right?
And you are not alone in that. Like there is a very healthy group in the population here that is so anti-mayo.
What is wrong with you?
If they were around somebody sweating mayo, it would just, I mean, it would be like vomit inducing for people all around you, which would honestly be kind of funny.
I just couldn't imagine, like, anything you come in contact with, like the steering wheel, open your door.
That's going to suck.
Both are not fun.
I got wet wipes for that, though.
Yeah, but as soon as you wipe it off,
You're laying in bed with the sheets and like Cheeto dust is all over the sheets.
That's a good point. No more Urban Meyer extravaganzas, right?
817 says, can I just wear gloves?
No, you got Cheeto dust.
I mean, I'd be touching the gloves on the inside.
No gloves.
In this hypothetical, though, I get it. You're not allowed to have gloves.
Seeping through the Cheeto dust appears on the surface of the gloves at this point.
Everything. Like seriously, everything you do in life, you're touching.
Well,
I think I don't sweat all the time. Like, I don't, I mean, I feel like I could not. I mean,
there's
days where I don't sweat unless I go out and walk or something like that.
No more walking.
But that's what I'm saying, though. But like,
summertime,
right now, I would be fine. No, I mean, I'd be perfect. No,
yeah,
I'm not.
But you would have to walk to your car or walk from the parking garage, and once it's over 98 degrees, you will be sweating by the time you get here.
Yeah, the thing is, like, you're going to sweat in places that you don't even realize, and now all of a sudden you're going to realize, I've got mayo here. This is disgusting. I've got to change my shirt. It's now like...
Change your clothes all the time.
Right now, Dawson's got his hands, like, on his lap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This computer, everybody's, you know, you're tired. I mean, everything.
Well, I'll admit, it's much more of a difficult decision than I thought initially, right? Like that, you paint a daunting picture. I don't want anything to do with that. I thought it would be easy at first. Like, I'll just enjoy the Cheeto.
I just don't think I sweat as much as I like to be like worried about it.
I think the mayonnaise is a health risk, though, isn't it? Like, once you warm it up, like a mayonnaise sandwich in a hot car, that's like
that was a bad payoff. Like a sandwich on the dashboard of a car.
Yeah.
That would be a health risk.
I think if it's got mayonnaise in it, it can send you to the hospital.
New guy, Jake. Cheeto dust or mayonnaise sweat?
See, I don't mind Cheetos, so I'd probably go with the Cheeto dust.
There you go.
Smart man.
There you go. It's a good take.
Crack him.
All right.
He's had a good day today because he voted for the Challenger.
I know.
He's had a great day.
Definitely. Yeah. You are.
I'm a fan of this young man.
He's going to love you,
Jacob,
forever.
I did want to ask you this because I think I heard you talking about this. I don't know if it was Fan After Dark or the weekend, but nobody actually called you Jake until you started working here. Like, your name is Jacob.
So I think the funny story,
Fred always F's everything up around here.
I'm from Chicago, and there was like one time I was like six and went to a police academy. You know, you like send your kids off to random places for summer. I went to a police academy some random like training, and I told them I was Jake. And my mom came to pick me up, and they're like, we don't got a Jacob, we have a Jake. And that was the only time that's ever happened. So
otherwise, everyone just called you Jacob.
Jacob all the time.
Until now.
And you'd prefer Jacob?
I don't really care. I mean, okay. I'm good with anything.
Thanks, new guy, Jake.
I do like Jacob Ray better. I think one syllable followed by one syllable is just weird. Like Jake Ray.
No, Jacob Agreed. Ray sounds good. When you say the new whole guy thing. Jacob doesn't sound as good as new guy Jake.
Absolutely. Exactly.
Fred's got nicknames for everybody on his team.
Yeah, Dylon.
I like Dylon.
They've all got nicknames. Everybody's got a nickname. Yeah.
You know what he calls Ross?
Neither do I. All right. here is
what does he call Ross?
Charles Barkley at the American Centuries Championships.
Golf Classic.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is him after a golf shot that he didn't like from himself, S talking himself.
Oh, you fat fuck.
Wow.
Sounds a little heavy.
That is crazy.
Sounded a little heavy. Yeah.
You know what's hilarious about that? I've only heard my dad say the F word once, and he was quoting somebody. Like, and this was 30 years ago, okay? I was just playing golf with him last Thursday. He missed a putt. He airmailed the thing. It was like 12 feet beyond the hole. And he said the F word, but he tried to change it like mid F word. He was uncomfortable saying it around me. So that's it kind of came out like a firk or something.
Yeah. He pivoted to freak or something in the middle.
He tried, but it got out.
That is awesome.
The whole deal got out.
Golf will do that to you, man.
Oh, yeah.
It'll bring the demons out of you. Yeah.
No doubt.
Okay. We close things down with a pretty damning movie review.
Superman?
Via Mike Francesa talking about the new Superman movie. Take it away, Mikey F.
Superman.
This stunk, as for someone who's a old-time TV show Superman guy trying to get entertained for a couple hours and wants to see Superman, this movie was pure torture to sit through. Torture. I mean, I'll tell you this. If my name was on the credits, I'd hide it. That's how bad it was. This was 2 hours of this new Superman. It was a decent. He wasn't Christopher Reeve, but he was okay Superman.
He wasn't Christopher Reeve.
2 hours of him getting the crap beat out of him. Who wants to see Superman get beat up for 2 hours? He's getting beat up by everybody. Plus, you have other superheroes in the movie. I didn't go there to see some guy named Mr. Terrific. I didn't go there to see the Green Lantern or some lady named Hawk something or other. I don't even know who she was. Okay, these other superheroes who he calls on. Who needs other superheroes? This is a Superman movie. You want to see Superman flirt with Lois Lane, keep his disguise, and battle crime. That's what you want to see. And good triumph over evil. That's Superman. A little tongue-in-cheek, a little cartoonish, a little campy. Okay, this was unmitigated garbage.
Wow. It had all the things that he wanted in it. That's what's funny. I saw it Saturday morning. I thought it was pretty damn entertaining. I enjoyed it. I think David Corenswet is a really good Superman.
Is it a different spin on the whole Superman franchise up to this point?
It's lighter, right? It's more about, like, Superman's about hope. So it's definitely, it's got that, like, did you like Guardians of the Galaxy?
Didn't see it.
That was James Gunn. He directed that. Okay. So it's got some more humor elements to it. And Mr. Terrific's fantastic in this.
Who plays that guy?
Eddie Gasecki, I think.
I mean,
you probably don't know who he is.
I thought the Superman movies from the 80s were just not good. Like, going back and watching those, I'm like,
Marlon Brando was in one of them. Yeah,
I haven't liked any of the Supermans.
No, I haven't either.
But this one I thought was actually, and I didn't go in with high expectations. I thought this was pretty entertaining. And Crypto the dog is a badass.
I always thought in any fight, I want Superman over everybody else. But when the movie or the TV shows, cartoons, I'm out.
Yeah.
But they've reinvented all these guys. They've given them some edge. They've given them some purpose. I'm intrigued.
The Fantastic Four, is that any good?
I haven't seen that. I think that comes out this week.
Oh.
But usually those... I
might go see that F1 movie with you guys if you do that.
I'm definitely down to do that. I'd love to see the F1 movie.
All righty. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3. The Fan, thank you, Chief. Sports Hodgepodge in the books. And we're coming back to Cross with the Fan After Dark. See what Fred and Blake have cooking here for you.
If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get the classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverados, Tahoes, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
Thank you very much. That's Jacob Ray in for Lucius Alexander this week. And send Lucius some love on social media. Let him know he is missed as we get set now to hand off the broadcast baton to the Fan After Dark. Fred and Blake, good evening, gentlemen. How the heck are you?
Got the team back together. I mean, my man is suntan, fresh, dressed like a million bucks. Ready to get back at it again.
You know how I know we're locked in? First day back in like 2.5 weeks and both of us wearing a college shirt.
That's
locked
true.
In. That's now, mine's a little bit better, but you still have yours on, so I respect it.
I'm not sure. I don't think I've ever seen Fred not in either a Kansas shirt or in the roofing shirt.
Showing off the arms, man.
Well.
And the tats.
That's it.
Serenity.
That's it. It was a busy day in paperwork stuff today. So,
Fred, what does your co-host shirt say?
I'm horny.
With the Texas logo.
The Texas
logo. It does. It's got a bunch of cat hair on it. So if you see me flicking it off. Yeah. I'd feel like I was back home.
R.I.P.
The cats aren't dead.
Did your girlfriend leave that one for you?
The girlfriend did take them. Yes.
Oh, how long? She's gone now.
Yeah,
she's
how long has she been moved out?
She left the day I moved from Greece. Very convenient.
The day you
I'm being sarcastic.
He moved from Greece.
Wanted to come get all of her stuff with her family the morning that I had to catch a flight to Greece. So I had to deal with that.
Sense. Oh, wow. Her family and everything. That is
6 a.m. Right when I'm trying to pack and get my last little sleep in. Yep.
His dad was standing there with arms crossed at the door.
Oh, no, brought us.
Our hands on hips.
No, dad loves me. Dad was like shaking his head that his daughter would make such a boneheaded decision. Yeah,
because why'd she bring the parents, though, to haul the stuff?
Yeah, there was a little bit of furniture they had to move, I guess. Not crazy.
Historically, that's supposed to be your final goodbye or your last one just for memories type of deal.
You would think so, no.
Final goodbye.
No, there was
the funny part is usually like she's giving back your clothes, but based on what I know, I think he was having to give her back some of her clothes.
Can I keep this?
It was more just obscenities, curse words.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, she was hostile.
Yeah, no, it was an acrimonious split.
She was hostile.
I mean, let's make
hostile.
No mistake about it. This was not an amicable split by any means.
No, it was at first.
It devolved into acrimony.
The more time passed, it did not become mature anymore.
Like, did you have girls showing up at the place?
No, never.
She wanted the mirror, and let's get down to brass tacks. There was two things she wanted that she had no right to.
Correct.
And Blake, as the kids say, stood on business, said, no, you're not getting it.
She wanted the left and the right testicle? Pretty much. And he said no.
The problem was she didn't take him enough was the problem.
See, I didn't even have it in a spot where she could take him. I took the mirror and the plant, took it to my mom's house. So she showed up.
I told him to do that. I said, look, just cut,
Did Fred hung you out?
What happened?
Out? No, I said, no, take it out of the house before she even gets there.
Did you ask Fred if you should take the mirror?
Yeah,
why wouldn't you?
Brian's face.
What? Was that a mirror and plant that y'all put together?
Ask him.
It caused more issues for him?
No, I'm glad. No, I'm glad he did it.
Absolutely.
I don't feel bad about it at all.
Because ask him who got the mirror in the plant.
Mi madre.
Thank you.
Mi madre.
Mama
Must
Kim.
Be a nice mirror.
No. Mama Kim gave $100. No.
Oh, I thought all of a sudden.
No, they
the
weren't
plant.
Hers. No, this was not her was, stuff. No,
Brian, if it was hers, I would be respectful.
100%.
The bar cart was hers. She took the bar cart. Had no issue.
She was trying to take your stuff after cohabitating for 90 days? Wow, you dodged a bullet here, bro.
2 months letting you stay there.
You guys guys are only getting the surface level version of what's happened. I've been behind the scenes for this.
Yeah, you've been in the trenches.
I have been.
I'm a gentleman. When I got the call midnight, 11 o'clock the night before that she was going to be coming over at 6 a.m. to come get her stuff, I could have been not nice, but I separated all of her stuff, like in the living room, in the kitchen, in the bedroom, in the bathroom. That was her stuff, so it was all in one little area. She can come in, grab her stuff. She don't got to dig through things. No, thank you.
So her dad was bummed that she broke this off,
Her dad. Oh, he knows. Her dad loves me.
What type of dad is dad, sports guy?
I can read the nonverbal before you even say a word.
See, you've got a son, so you've had a pretty easy existence. When you got a daughter, we as men. You know what kind of daughter you got, okay? I mean, let's call it. Look, what's Chris Rock say? Keep your daughter off the pole, okay? Yeah. You know what your daughter is like because you know what her mother is like.
Oh, wow, okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I like that.
I got a 22-year-old daughter, all right? And thank God she's more scared of her mother than she is of me. So something to be said for that.
What type of memories did y'all make in that mirror?
Oh, not very many. Watching the cats walk by.
Yeah, I was going to say it might be part of the problem.
No, see, I don't even know why. I wanted to almost give her the mirror.
Did you do your makeup?
Because it wasn't. No, it was a regular big mirror that you'd have in your living room.
Okay.
And I was more just standing on business that it was mine.
Yeah.
I didn't really care about the price.
It was just a man of principles.
It was a principle.
Yeah. Mama Kim provided that mirror. Okay.
But, hey, this right here.
Not said.
This right here is the last crosstalk we ever bring her up.
I love it. There you go. Right here for it.
Nice job.
I will say this.
Done.
The radio, this guy's done since this whole thing with Splitsville.
Yeah.
A plus.
If she doesn't make you better at your career, it's not a good. It's not a keeper.
Like, we're out of here. How long did we like live together? By the way, I'll ask that last question.
December 23rd is when she moved into 2024 and left a month before I left for Greece. Yeah. I don't know how long it was. Like 4 or 5 months.
So probably about 5 months. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Five and some change.
Well, gentlemen, enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Blake, sounds like you had a better vacation than me. I can't wait to hear more about it. Fan After Dark coming up next. Thanks to Lucius Alexander, who's on vacation. Thanks to Jacob Ray.
Jacob Ray.
Did a nice
job. 5 hours today.
It went five flawless.
Great job,
five
Jacob.
Flawless. Five flawless,
again, buddy.
Nice job, Jacob. I think that's a first that somebody ran the board nearly as good as Lucius. Thanks to Carter Freeman coordinating the video. Thanks to Woolchuck and Chia following brought us. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the Nation Addies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field.
What a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.